Hello, True North. It's Friday, May 29th. My name is Jay, and welcome to the 34th episode of True North Daily. This week, we experienced a heat wave here in the Bay Area, and because we do not have air conditioning in our home, we dealt with the hellish temperatures by playing in the backyard with a hose, super soakers, and water balloons. As I was preparing all three children to be outside in the sun in their swimsuits, I found myself getting more and more agitated. While applying sunscreen on one of them, the other is screaming in my ear, asking me a million questions, while my youngest is dangerously climbing the dining table to get to my laptop to push the keyboard buttons. And one by one, every sound, every question, every request, every movement added to my agitation and hovered around me like a fly that just wouldn't go away. By the time we got outside, I was in full grumpy dad mood, when my children's faces were bright with delight and joy. Their high-pitched screeches and the pitter-patter of their flip-flops were all signs of the joy and elation that was coursing through their tiny bodies, and their laughter and smiles awoken in me the joy that resides in all the children of God. I don't know when it happened, but I realized that because of the burdens of life, the stresses of work, the depressing circumstances of the pandemic, and perhaps just by living life, joy and happiness had become so foreign to me. Perhaps you are experiencing this loss of joy in your life as well. When was the last time you allowed yourself to be filled with joy? Not because of any external circumstance, but because you meditated upon the goodness of God and the salvation we have in and through Jesus Christ. This week, Eugene has been going through the Beatitudes found in the Gospels, and it says this: Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for they persecuted the prophets who were before you. The word that is most repeated in the Beatitudes is the word blessed. In older translations and commentaries, they replaced the word blessed with the word happy. But the word happy no longer gives us the depth of meaning that the word blessed is describing. The word in the Greek is makarios, and it is used to describe a person who is especially favored by God, and who is therefore in some sense happy or fortunate because of it. To be blessed means that a person's life is shaped by happiness, knowing that they have God's favor. And as the last section says, Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. This shows that the joy and happiness we experience is not based on favorable circumstances that surround our lives, but based on something deeper and more secure. This blessedness is certain. It is eternal. It is certain and unshakable because it is firmly rooted in Jesus, our Lord and Savior. So though we are surrounded by hardships, evil, injustice, and all the burdens that weigh so heavily upon us, let us live our lives with joy that we have because of God's favor in our lives. And this attitude of blessedness and joy is one of the most effective tools of evangelism, as the people in our lives witness and experience the joy of Christ through us. I mean, no one wants to be a part of something that is filled with Debbie Downers. And Christianity is not meant for Debbie Downers. So let us give God his due by living in joy and happiness for his glory. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, help us to obey your command to rejoice always. May our joy in you, despite circumstances that surround us, be the light that shines brightly in our community. May we not dwell in the negativity of this world and the circumstances that we might find ourselves in, but instead help us to fix our eyes on the unshakable benefits of your kingdom and glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.